Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Andy out this week. Abe Gordon here filling in alongside Randy McMichael. Final hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Randy, have I ever talked to you about my AC unit before? When I bought my townhome a number of years ago, they told me it would last a year.
What with?
My AC unit.
Why would you buy a townhouse that said that your AC unit only lasts a year?
That was just part of the deal. Okay. Like I knew at some point I was gonna have to replace it.
Okay.
Still kicking 5 years later.
There we go.
Still surviving.
So eventually it's gonna crap out on you on the hottest day of the damn summer.
And that's my one concern. That's the biggest concern, is that it is the hottest day of the summer and it goes.
Yes. That's when it goes.
I would probably take Chipper to my sister's house, hopefully. Because I can't have Chipper in a house that's, 85 degrees
that
or something.
That's true.
And then, I might have to give Reliable a call at that point.
Might need to, man, because I'm telling
you. It's going
to
go at some
that
point.
That AC goes out in the summertime. It's a different one. I got a question. Do you do, like, streamers? You watch streamers and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, often.
Because they just put out a Forbes list of the top 50 creators of 2025.
Okay.
Obviously, Mr. Beast is number one.
Sure.
85 million. Who is Dahar Man? Dahar Man?
I don't know.
D-H-A-R Man?
Don't know.
Okay, he's second, or her. Jake Paul is third.
Okay.
Rhett and Link.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Alex Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's a podcast host that is also doing a bunch with Hulu now.
Okay.
And YouTube. Assuming it's the same one.
Right. Charli D'Amelio?
Yeah, Charli D'Amelio.
Who's
sure.
that?
She's a young dancer on like TikTok.
Okay.
Model, dancer, whatever. Maybe a singer. I don't know.
Damn, $20 million, huh? Matt Reif?
Reif, R-I-F-E. Yeah, yeah. So he's a stand-up comedian that has a lot of like crowd work clips on YouTube and IG and all that.
Okay. And then Mark Ruber?
I don't know who that is.
And then there's Drewski.
Drewski.
Love Drewski.
Now, I mostly watch on Twitch, so some of these who are like more YouTube-only people, I may not be as familiar with.
Okay.
Mr. Beast, obviously, is more of the YouTube stuff.
Right.
Some of them I know. More than someone else my age probably should.
I mean, that's just the way of the world. I've always been curious, and I have children that do it, so, I mean, but they're my kids. But I'm like, I'll just sit there.
You're a 40-year-old man.
He's going to sit right there, huh? What are you doing? Oh, watch his daddy. Okay. What are you doing? I'm like, that was so damn funny.
I mean, like, I watch. It depends. Like, I don't watch just anything.
Right.
I flip on stuff that I find interesting or funny.
Do they ever give you a heads up what they're going to talk about?
No.
I
guess it's possible.
Right.
I watch a couple poker players online.
Okay.
it's less for whatever they're doing as a streamer, more just for the poker.
Gotcha.
Okay. There's a term called like VTuber, where it's not you on the stream. It's like an animated version of you. Right? And so the one I watch and plays the game that I used to play is called the Burnt Peanut.
Okay.
He plays a game called
This is about as bad as that damn Wii conversation yesterday. Go ahead.
I was watching the new Mario Kart game yesterday a little bit.
Hell yeah. Let's get to it. All right. Bo. Thank you.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Oh boy.
Bow.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. I was not great tonight by any means, but, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can walk, then I want to play. So, they understand that, and, is what it is, and got to be ready to go for game 6.
Whenever you're hurt, because you always have that mentality, I can fight through it, I can get through it and everything like that. But if you're hindering the ability of the team to play well, or if somebody is playing better than you at that particular time, sometimes you got to go, and sometimes as a head coach, as a trainer, you got to go to them and be like, hey, how about we rest up? Let's try and get this one, and if not, you'll be ready for the following game.
I think it would take an awful lot for him to say, I'm hurting the team on his own.
No doubt.
There is some players who maybe would recognize that potentially, but I think that's a tough step to take. I think you're right, though. I think the coach has to step in there. And when you have a guy like T.J. McConnell who was as impactful as he was, you've just got to find a way. And again, we're talking about Tyrese Halliburton dealing with a calf injury of some sort. 4 points yesterday, 0-6 shooting, 0-5 in the first half with 0 points at halftime. And at no point did it feel like he was out there helping the team.
It did.
More than someone else fully healthy could have done.
Well, I mean, they made the comeback with Halliburton out there. You know, but still.
Because of?
Go ahead and say it. You're right.
Yeah.
But I just think that, a lot of times you want to go down with your guy a lot of times. But if this was game 7, okay, let's do this.
Oh, you got to go.
But now it's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you still have another opportunity to maybe let him get as much treatment on. Because
and just playing that second half help you be better for game six.
You know what? You're going to the locker room. And you're going to stay here. And you're going to get a head start on this treatment for this calf muscle. Yeah, I mean, I know you want to be out there with your teammates, rooting them on and things like that. We need you to be in here getting treatment on this leg so we can get you as healthy as possible. Now, it's the damn game 6 of the NBA playoffs after a long season. Ain't nobody fully healthy. But try to get him as much as possible to get you to this game 6 so we can have a game 7.
A couple things jump to my mind here. Obviously, it's hindsight now that you lost the game and that the Thunder pulled away late in this one, and you mentioned before, back-to-back-to-back-to-back turnovers, 10-0 run, and what was a 2-point game got separated. Again, there's obviously hindsight that says, all right, you didn't win the game. It probably would have been better off if you were out.
Yeah.
You got it down to 2, though, and so there was obviously a recall to game 1, and maybe there was that. The other thing I want to ask you, Randy, and again, I don't really blame Halliburton for this mindset, but I kind of wonder if there was some impact of it. Was the talk about the overrated and the criticism, does that not play any role here?
I hope not. But
I feel like it's tough to separate.
I can't, especially with these dudes, because he always keeps commenting on it,
If you sit out with a calf issue that you could have played through.
But he answers the question about it. He talks about it between games. He does all that. So, yeah, it can look like, okay, you're worried about that, so you got to go out there and play and all these different things because you feel like I got to stick it to that guy that said this about me and everything. I think too much is being made of a poll of 90 players. I really, really do.
Right.
I think a poll is
– But it definitely impacted him.
Of 90 players, and I think that it's just wrong because there's nothing about Halliburton's game that's overrated. You know what I mean? Now, you might not like him, or you might like the way he shoots or something like that, but the dude is an all-NBA player for a reason. And I'd look at it from that standpoint. But you might have a point like that because athletes are different, and they do read everything. And then they do family members tell them what so-and-so said about you and everything like that. I think that once he hit that damn shot against New York and then tweeted out, overrate this, that should have been over. Mm-hmm. It should have been done with it. But then that next conversation, that next TV conversation between doofuses about this whole superstar thing.
Yeah.
And then he wins a game. Then he takes it and then he goes back at them. So, like, and I love what Magic said. Magic said perfect. Hey, man, why are you worried about that right now?
Yeah.
You're in the damn NBA Finals. You got better thing to do. You got better things to do and more important things that should be in your mind right now than worried about a comment.
While that is true, and I believe what you're saying, we also at the same time know that if he didn't play in the second half or didn't play in game five with the calf issue, that's the discussion. Well,
He played in it and he's getting roasted because he played hurt and he was ineffective. So that's what I'm saying. You can't win for losing. This is what they want to do. They want to put all these stipulations and all this crap out here to sell and gain viewership and all these different things.
Yeah.
And if you do what some people might say is the right thing, and yet you're still ineffective, well, you should have did that. But if you do that, then it's like, oh, well, he got to push through it. So he's in a no-win situation because he gave them an opportunity to come back at him because he should just left whatever it was alone.
Now, that's one side of the story here. The other side of the story is what the Thunder did. And I don't want to take away from what they were able to accomplish, a 120-109 win. We mentioned it earlier. The Thunder took 12 more shots. They had 12 fewer turnovers. They made more threes. They were plus four in fast break points. SGA, the MVP of the league, had 31, but was outshone by his own teammate. Not in a bad way. It's a good thing. 40 points for Jalen Williams.
J-Dub was great last night, man. And I think, Shea didn't have any assists in the last game. Had 10 this game. He's always going to get his 30. But to get 40 from J-Dub, because nobody really else did anything too big. I mean, they scored 70 of the 120 points. And when the Pacers were able to fight back and cut the lead down to 2 points after a big shot by Siakam, the defense is what got him out of that. I mean, four straight turnovers to baskets, and that just kind of extended the lead, and it kept the lead there. That's when you saw Rick Carlisle start taking his guys out, getting ready for game six. But, yeah, that OKC defense was suffocating last night. But, again, it goes – a lot of it – and I'm not saying it had an impact in it, but also how is the game officiated? It's a different – it was a couple fouls. You're like, okay.
Yeah,
You start early on in the game. Rick Carlisle was about to get thrown out of the damn game. So, like, you know, it was, you know, the whistle thing is really annoying. But I think that if OKC wins – if they are efficient offensively, but their defense has got to be the key to them going when they go to Indiana. We don't know what the status of Haliburton is. He's going to play. I mean, Haliburton's going to play.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to play. It's just about how effective can he be.
The other thing that I find fascinating, and we're going to run out of time to hear from SGA about it, and again, I just find some of these anomalies in the box score. I watched the game. The game matters more than the stats do. Alex Caruso in 29 minutes was a plus eight on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
All that while scoring just 2 points, shooting one of eight.
Right.
He just makes a difference.
Yep.
He didn't have a ton of rebounds, didn't have a ton of assists. He had a couple of deflections and steals, nothing wild. He just makes a difference while he's out there, though. Being a plus eight in that many minutes while shooting one of eight is really impressive.
Yeah, man, he is one of those glue guys that does everything that he needs. Obviously, last game he was a big part of keeping them in that basketball game because of his shooting. And then last night he just does everything you need to do. I remember I go back all the time when I found they were getting. I was like, damn, that's a hell of an addition. That's a hell of an addition to get a guy that can do so many little things right that end up to be a positive, like you said, plus minus on a game where he scores 2 points.
And like SGA had said, we don't have time to hear it. He's the only guy on this team that has the experience.
Yep.
He's got the ring.
Yep.
And so they're certainly leaning on that, and he definitely made a difference despite stat-wise not having the most significant output. All right, when we come back, Dog Nation Daily's Brandon Adams, BA, going to join us here in studio. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The ultimate, this is a... Who am I listening to?
This is Parker McCollum.
Parker McCollum.
It's my new song.
I see that. I was informed that there's a new song for BA today. I was like, I can't wait. I never would have thought it was Parker because I don't know who this is, but it sounds like a BA tune.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Abe in for Andy this week, and that is a new introduction song for our man, BA, Brandon Adams of Dog Nation Daily, UGA Insider, joining us here in studio, his regular spot on a Tuesday. Let's start there. What led to the inspiration? I'm not overly familiar with Parker McCollum myself. Why this song?
So do y'all do this? And Randy, I know it's probably a different genre of music for you, but like during the summer, you just sort of get obsessed with like one artist. You just kind of listen to him at the pool or when you're like out playing golf or something like that. For whatever reason, Parker McCollum has been sort of my summertime music obsession, and I was like, you know what, maybe about time, because every few months we kind of change up the music,
sure,
right? We kind of do that, kind of keep it fresh to the audience. And I reached out to you and said, hey, it may be time for a little refresh, and I feel like Parker McCollum might be the way to go. No Tie to Georgia, that I know of. Just okay. A nice song.
Oh, okay. I thought he might have played, at Classic Center one time, or
well, I'm sure he's played in Athens before,
or something like that.
Right.
Obviously, we believe in collecting championships up there, Georgia.
Yeah.
Women's team, winning a national championship, all those different things. I know we don't cover a lot of track and everything like that, but the significance of them winning that title.
No, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, obviously people have had a really good time with that. And look, I think it reminds you that, A, college sports are incredibly popular, because even something like this where – I mean, to be honest, I don't know a ton about track and field, but I certainly saw the reaction from Georgia fans who were just like you. Hey, you put another trophy on the wall. You put another number on that wall.
Right.
People were thrilled about that, and it certainly seems like it's been a pretty successfully emerging program for Georgia. So I was happy about it. We're almost to the end of kind of the athletic calendar for this particular school year. So nice to see Georgia collect another championship before they did.
Yeah, that was their fourth one team title. And I think we talked about it the other day. I think it's only the second time that's ever happened, if I recall correctly, I think indoor and outdoor tennis and equestrian took home titles as well. And I think baseball, to your point, I think is the final event in the college calendar.
I think this is also an example of what Kirby Smart has talked about, which is, hey, in this new landscape, we're trying to figure out compensation, and some of this stuff is really complicated. I would say Kirby, to his credit, over and over again has said, what I don't want is to see other sports go away just so that football can be funded. And as a football guy, the fact that he has that mindset, and obviously his wife being an alumna of the Georgia basketball program obviously helps with that. But, you know, the fact that he likes these other sports, I think Georgia fans themselves take some pride in that too.
Well, I also think when you look at some of these other sports, we call them non-revenue sports. At times we've called them Olympic sports as well. I think when you look at a sport like swimming, at a sport like track and field, when you have the alum eventually go on to represent this country or other countries in the Olympics, I think it keeps those programs kind of at the forefront. I think we've seen it at times with LSU in terms of sprinting. I think you've seen it certainly Florida in terms of jumping. I think you've seen that same thing with, you know, Tara Davis Woodhull in terms of long jump for Texas as well. I think anytime the program succeeds and then continues to be represented at the professional level, we see that with basketball and with football. It's just another way to see it in other sports,
too. You can also steal headlines in June, right? Because you know, sports fans are kind of looking for something. Like the kid that threw the no-hitter for Arkansas yesterday, everybody was talking about that in a way that almost nobody ever talks about a college baseball story, just because in kind of the absence of some of the other stuff, attention's just going to gravitate somewhere. And so whether it be Georgia's women's track and field team or Arkansas's baseball team or whatever else, there are always moments to grab attention in June because sports fans get a little restless.
I got a question, B.A., because I've always, and it's usually around this time when I start, you know, thinking more and more about college football, and I was thinking about the Dogs, obviously. But why does this feel like this is a different era of Dog football for some reason? Is it because of you've had the consistency of who you knew was a quarterback or some of these defenders? Do you have some of that feeling?
I think it's a really good question. And my answer to that would be is this, is that some of what we sort of look at Georgia and wonder about with them is not all that dissimilar to what we maybe experienced for Georgia in 2022 when Stetson Bennett was still facing a bunch of questions. And Georgia was facing the replacement of like 15 draft picks coming back for 2022, a year in which they also won the national championship. To your point, though, I think what makes it different for Georgia now is the landscape in the SEC is totally different. And Georgia, with its schedule, probably feels the brunt of that more so than other programs do. Georgia's got, I would say, another historically tough schedule this year. The playoff is now longer. So whatever your program depth is, whatever your overall talent level is, it is just challenged more now because of the fact that you're just playing a larger number of challenging games, to the point where, and we even said this last week, you could lose twice in the regular season, still win the national championship, but if you lose that third time, you're probably out of the college football playoff. So I would say the margins for error are just getting a little thinner now than they were in the past. If anything that makes it feel different for me, that's probably what it is.
Brandon Adams of Dog Nation Daily joining us here in studio on the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy. It feels like most of the places I've seen, it's kind of Texas and then Georgia as the top two expected teams in the SEC. I just have so many questions about Texas. And I just feel like people are just penciling in Arch Manning as Heisman contender and number one pick in that dude. And I have as many, if not more, questions about Arch as I do about Gunnar Stockton, especially based on what I expect him to be asked to do at Texas versus what I think Gunner's going to be asked to do here.
Well, maybe y'all notice this because you're obviously in the trenches talking about this stuff every day. For those who don't, though, what I notice is as you go through the summer, the hot takes start to get a little bit more sensible. And so if you want to go back a month or so ago, you heard all kinds of nonsense about how, you know, the SEC runs through Texas and Texas dominates this league, almost as if people had forgotten that Georgia beat them twice a year ago. Well, now that we're, what, middle point of June, we're getting closer to fall camp starting, like the season is about to be here for all intents and purposes. And so I would say the general conversation starts to get a little bit more sensible. And frankly, it kind of reflects a little bit what you're saying there, which is, hey, Manning, obviously a famous last name and honestly a really good prospect, but he's still limited with his experience. Texas has got to kind of rebuild some of its lines of scrimmage here a little bit. You know, there are some legitimate questions about this team. And, oh, yeah, by the way, maybe it's worth reconsidering Georgia a little bit. Even an Alabama team that you know, of course, I don't love saying this, but it may still be true, kind of flying under the radar a bit. I think as we get closer to the season, some of the sort of irrational hype around Texas that you maybe would have heard a month ago, I do think you'll start to hear a little bit less of that. And some of the natural skepticism around the Longhorns is going to exist the same way it seems to exist around Georgia.
But yeah, these official visits, because I'm so confused by them all now. It's like, okay, what I understand the difference between the two, but usually official visits were earlier on in the wintertime. Now they're moving into the summertime.
Was that's because of the way in which the early signing period is now in December. So you're right. If you had a going back to the last year we had this was 2017, when there was one signing day in February, official visits were wintertime things. Yeah. You did that like, you know, into January and stuff like that. Now, because of the signing period being in December and July and August are now dead, these guys, from a recruiting standpoint, these guys want to get their commitments locked in before they begin their senior years. So June has become the busiest month of all for recruiting, both for the official visits and then the announcements of the pledges that come after that. June is a crazy yes. month for recruiting.
June used to be real quiet.
Used to be like vacation. Yeah, basically,
used to be real
quiet,
and now coaches can't go on these high end vacations.
Yeah, they're
anymore.
Not going to Italy and
no.
barnstorming for 3 weeks.
No,
you're not doing as much of that anymore. Yeah, so Georgia's for the last 3 weekends been hosting major visitors, getting announcements out of that, and it's not going to slow down before the month comes to an end, really.
Well, speaking of announcements, Caden Harris, 4-star cornerback, he flips to Georgia. I saw Georgia got the number one ranked kicker in the country heading up to Athens, and tomorrow there's an offensive tackle that's considering Georgia as well. Ekane Ogbo, I probably mispronounced that. Sorry.
Close enough.
What do you know? Do you have a lean towards Georgia for him?
Well, Ekane Ogbo's brother is already on the Georgia team, Nnamdi Ogbo. Now, I don't.
Done deal, Randy.
I don't know that would have guaranteed it, but I do feel like Georgia feels like it's in a pretty good spot for this. A, because this is not a super deep year for offensive tackles, offensive linemen across the country. Georgia missed out on Jackson Cantwell a few weeks ago. You may remember that. And so guys like Ogbo, I think, got a little bit of a renewed emphasis from Georgia because of that. There's also a guy named Malachi Lee out there who's from Hawaii who's going to be announcing before the end of June. So I would say Lee later on, Ogbo tomorrow. These are two names which Georgia's a major factor. And honestly, my prediction would be that Ogbo does choose Georgia tomorrow.
I got a question because one of my great friends, David Jacobs, you know David.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very well. You know, he got a highly
His
recruited.
Son is
His
big
son
time.
Is big time. But I saw little DJ, he was tweeting out something yesterday or a couple of days ago. Is it like his time? Because I know he's just a sophomore, if I'm not mistaken.
He'll be a class of 2027, yeah. So he'll be a senior next
so
year.
He can start getting what offers or what is it? Because I know he's like he put out something about Georgia and everybody got all excited. I got excited, but it really wasn't a commitment.
Well, yeah, it's not a commitment yet for him, but as you kind of move over the next year or so, he's going to become one of the more talked about players in the country. A, he is a Georgia legacy. B, it's also an example of in-state in particular, the kind of edge rushing, the pass rusher guy, super deep in-state next year. And obviously DJ Jacobs is a big part of that. LaDainian Guyton from Savannah, a part of that too. So this state pretty deep in the next cycle, 2027, it comes to sort of edge rushing.
Okay,
guys.
I was like, did he already commit? I got all excited when I saw it. I was like, I told DJ. He's like,
Georgia
no.
certainly he's plans like, no. on being a big factor in yeah. that recruitment, though, for sure.
Buckle up, because next week when you come back, I'm going to be back in with Andy. I got questions about the House settlement as it affects Kirby, and maybe a reset. I hear there's a big SEC Big Ten storm brewing. So
big
very
time.
Excited about
big
that.
Time.
We'll talk about God. That. Next
get
week.
The damn game started.
That'll be soon enough. B.A., Brandon Adams, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be with you guys.
All right, when we come back here, it is the midday AMA. Grab your phone, dial us up. Any question, any topic, let's get those final lines full. 404-726-0929 to get involved. 404-726-0929. The AMA is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hours brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for your convenient time at reliableair.com. I don't know if it's me. Probably it is.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Sal ass on the phone.
Feel free to call up, man. You don't even have to talk to me. You can just ask Randy a question. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in here. There are a couple lines open. We have one or two hanging on right now, but we got a couple open still. 404-726-0929. Bo is also open to be asked any and all queries as well. So let's go ahead and get the midday AMA started. We've got Mike in Atlanta. What's going on, Mike?
All right, what's up, fellas? So, Abe, I got advice for you, and Randy, I got a Falcons question for you. Be careful with that heating and air. Mine went out, and I had to go to Home Depot and get a $400 rolling room air conditioner. And me and my wife has been in our room for a week. And I got the $5,000, but I still have another 5 days before they actually come take the unit outside and do the one on the inside. It is miserable. Do not play with that air conditioning, because Randy told you, when they go out, man, I can't even go in my kitchen.
Is that hot?
We confined to our room.
I know, hey, dog.
It's terrible.
Believe me,
it's
terrible. I know. Because hey, ours went out one time last year, and it was the one upstairs, the top unit. I was like, okay, we got to sleep in the damn living room, because it took them forever to come out and fix it. Then once they finally fixed it, it's like, okay. But, yeah, don't mess with that AC.
$5,000 and you on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Don't play with it, Abe. I'm telling you. But Randy, my question for you, I'm excited about the Falcons defense and all the stuff we did. But when it comes to Morgan Fox, Jordan Fuller, and Divine Diablo, because they're on contract, are they like gonna be starters, or are they gonna have to fight for their position?
I don't like the word fight for them, but I think Diablo is going to be the top rotational backer. He's going to be the third guy.
Okay.
But depending on – Caden Ellis is going to be the starter. But depending on the Troy Anderson situation, he's going to play a lot. Who else did you say?
Jordan Fuller and Morgan
Fox. Jordan Fuller.
No, they're going to get playing time. I see them getting a lot of playing time and everything like that. But, no, they got plenty of depth. But I didn't know what to expect from Diablo. He's a real fast linebacker and everything, but – Roa, and you look, when they first signed, I'm like, okay, he's a coverage linebacker type thing, but it seems like when you listen to Roa that he's fitting in pretty well doing other things outside of what I thought he was going to be brought in here to probably do.
Yeah, and the Fuller thing.
Right.
The Fuller thing also may depend on what you get from the youngsters, Billy Bowman, Xavier Watson, yes, in their potential positions as well. I guess just to follow up on that first question, am I crazy for waiting for it to break?
Yes.
At this point, I should just like get a replacement, like not a replacement, a new unit before it goes out.
Like the thing about you now is that you mentioned it. That's when they usually stuff tear up when you ain't thought about it in a while. Then all of a sudden, that's when they tear up. But I mean, was there a reason why you brought that up?
Because I was doing the reliable heating and air read.
Oh, that's why.
Which made me think about how much I'm probably going to need reliable heating and air.
Do you have a preventative maintenance agreement right now with anybody?
It was, dude, it was so old. There's nothing.
Somebody still has to come in and they can look at it.
They could.
Check the fluids, change the filters and stuff.
I don't have that for free, though. I even that would be paid.
Usually, if you get some, they can let you know what better time of when it's
blue,
man. And you'll usually get a discount on a new.
But here's the thing: everyone told me I had that done once, and they're like, "Yeah, any day now." And that was like 3.5 years ago. I'm like, "Well, any day has lasted 3 years, so that's pretty good."
You keep playing with fate.
I know. Marine Tim is in Dallas. What's going on, Tim?
How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Tim?
Oh, not much. I have a question for everybody. In your opinion, with the ownership of the Cincinnati Bengals acting the way they are about the language in that guy's contract, do you think there would be any possibility that the other owners would force them to sell the team like they did Snyder and the guy in Charlotte?
Oh, man, no. No.
You have to be hurting the league.
Yeah,
and I don't know how this is hurting the league.
He's not hurting the league. He's one of those. He's one of the oldest owners around, you know, the Brown family and things like that. So I don't want to say they're pillars, but they just been cheap as hell doing dumb stuff like this for years.
And you know what? Actually holding them back. I mean, this is a team that could be in the Super Bowl discussion, and it's holding them back
It's been like this with the Bengals for years, man. It ain't nothing new. That's why when I saw that, you know. As far as the language and everything, I was like, oh, yeah. Not surprised at Dan Bates.
Right.
Yeah, not surprised.
And the NFL's no different than any other sport. And we saw this with Donald Sterling, right, in the NBA. It doesn't come to a situation where an owner gets forced out unless it's hurting the bottom line of the league and the other owners
and
there.
And you just finally get tired of because Dan Snyder been doing crap for years.
Yeah.
And people just eventually like, okay, dog, you got to sell this bad boy.
Yeah.
You got to find somebody else. We got to get you out of here. Because you are hurting our damn brand. So that's what happened to him.
404-726-0929. Couple lines open still for the AMA. We go to Tyrone in Douglasville. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, how you guys doing? Real quick, I was listening to State this morning. And Randy, take your frugalness out of this. If you could pay any type of money, 50-yard line, what game are you looking most forward to this upcoming season, whether it's college or professional?
I'm not frugal. I'll speak with what's up, Kyle. I am not frugal, all right? All right, I am far from frugal. I just don't buy stuff I don't need. It's a big difference. If I could buy any game this year, I'd probably get Georgia, Texas or something like that.
I would say it might.
Georgia, Texas.
Neutral game.
Georgia, Alabama.
For a non-Georgia game, neutral game, it might be that big noon kickoff. It might be Ohio State, Texas, or Texas at Ohio State.
I'm good on that. I'm good on the Midwest. I'm good on Ohio State.
Alabama's coming to Athens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I mean, that's a tough one to pass up.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out because I know what I want. Okay, let me see here. Cause like I got one, I just got to remember what date it was, and it would probably one of the Grand Prix, like the Italian Grand Prix or something like that for F1 Formula One racing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he meant any event or like football specific.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like he was asking football.
I thought he
specific.
Said any event. Yeah, I would get like to the Italian Grand Prix or something. Definitely,
no doubt. Jay is in Sparta.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask y'all, what is y'all's go-to alcoholic beverage at the Battery or Truist Park in general? Appreciate it, guys.
He said at the Battery?
Anywhere. I think pretty much just what's your go-to anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Bush is on tap, I'm getting Bush. If not, I'll go anything. I usually drink a light beer. And just give me as many shots as possible. I'm not really going to sit down, make me a drink, unless, like, if I'm hanging out with somebody, they're like, okay, let's get old fashions. I'll drink old fashions and stuff like that. But other than that, just give me some shots, and I'm good to go.
Just a bourbon.
And no fruit, no fruity fruit.
Bourbon and Coke or bourbon and Diet Coke is just fine with
it. That's just what you drink anytime you're out anywhere.
Everywhere.
If I'm at the Battery, it's Fat Tuesdays, and it's twice on, well, they're not open on Sundays. But, yeah, man, Tara and I will go there and get a big fat daiquiri and sit in the green space and watch a game. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, boy, all that sugar and all that stuff. Can't do it.
But if you don't eat sugar on the regular, though, it's not as bad.
Isaiah was at the house, and this little young lady that he's talking to was over. She goes to Xavier, and I was like, how you like New Orleans and everything like that? And we just got to talking, and she was like, and I was like, yeah, I love it. Every time I go down there, I got to make sure I get me a hand grenade and all those other different things. And she was like, you drink those? I was like, yeah, I think I drank eight of them one time in one sitting.
I don't think you're supposed to be doing
that. Yeah,
that
was a lot.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, it was.
And it's definitely a sitting because you weren't standing up after you did that.
Oh, dude, I was stumbling down Bourbon trying to find a whole damn hotel. Damn sure was.
Just like everyone else then.
Stumbling down Bourbon.
Yeah. Just Bourbon and Coke. Bourbon and Diet Coke just always does the job for me. Brandon is in Kennesaw. What's going on, Brandon?
What's going on, gentlemen? Appreciate the time. First of all, Randy, where in the heck are they having Bush on tap? That's neither here nor there. My question is.
I got
you found
places.
One? You got
two
one?
Places. It's one place.
Size lit up.
It's one place in Beaufort that my wife takes me to that I can't stand, but it's because they have karaoke. They have tap. They have Bush on tap. We found out that the Hooters at Kennesaw that me and Bunk were at, they have Bush on tap. So I found three places that have Bush on tap. Yes, sir.
I'll give it to you. I literally live like 2 minutes from that Hooters in Kennesaw, so I'm going to have to hit that up. But my question for you is, my wife and kids have been gone for 3 weeks now. They're going to be gone for another week and a half. I don't know what the heck I'm doing with myself over here. I want to know, when's the last time you've ever been literally just by yourself, no kids, no family, just by yourself? And what the hell did you do? Because I can only go to the gym and clean so much. I'm like a lost puppy over here, guys. I appreciate you. I'm going to hang up and listen, guys.
Okay,
later.
Okay, well, that happened just recently for me, that my wife and my kids were gone to my in-laws. Shout out my mother-in-law's mother passed away yesterday, Lola. Lola Bean passed away yesterday, but she's long, long battle with dementia and everything. So, yeah, she passed away last night. But, like, my wife was gone for a week out there visiting her in-laws. And what I did, anything I damn wanted to do. When my wife goes to the Philippines, it's a three-week trip. I usually go the first week. They stay for the 2 weeks after. You know what I do for 2 weeks? Whatever the hell I want to do. You know, now, sometimes it gets a little lonely, and you know what time I mean when it gets lonely. But other than that, man, please, I'm cool.
Honestly, this is most of my entire life.
Only time I start missing them is when it's time for them to come back. When they're like another, yeah, but
right.
Whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, this is most of my life, just being alone inside the house. I think naps are a great way to pass the time.
Dude,
I love taking naps.
I don't nap, Abe, until they're gone.
Yeah.
And I'll catch you about two or three of them.
Naps are great, man.
And her side of the bed is so comfortable. So I sleep well.
Does she know that you steal her side of the bed?
No.
She does now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike is in Tequila. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
I appreciate y'all taking the call, man. I just wanted to say I've been watching a lot of film lately and watching a lot of the interviews and everything with our Falcons. And I wanted to know, I know where I'm at with it. I feel like Michael Penix, to me, is a huge comp to Dante Culpepper. The more I look at and the more I see his demeanor and the more I watch his play, that's what he reminds me of. So I want to know from y'all, who's y'all's biggest comp for Michael Penix?
Oh, man, I hate doing comps. Pep was a bad boy, man, until Pep got hurt. Now, they can spin it like his Pep could throw that thing through a damn car wash and not get wet. I don't know if Mike, because Pep was a big-ass dude, too. But comparisons,
it's
hard.
I'm sorry, Randy. It's three games in which he was 1-2.
It's hard.
And it's just, if we had this conversation a year from now where we've got a season worth, like, I just, it's so tough to have an educated comment on this. I guess I can ask you, like, how does he compare to McNabb?
Early on?
No.
Then what McNabb are you talking about?
Like, slightly later McNabb.
Like, Donovan was good. I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand how Donovan,
once he became a little less mobile.
Oh. Are we talking about, like, Washington McNabb?
No, still Eagles. Oh, but like,
the end of his tenure, I thought he was still good. It just seemed like it was time to go. But I don't want to put that on him because he was older. He was older. He had injuries and things like that. Michael's still a young player who I understand the optimism that a lot of Falcons fans have, and rightfully so. I would have it also. But to compare him to somebody that I've watched play and do it at a high level for as long as Dante did, as long as Pep did, it's hard to
see three games.
Yeah, that is just hard. Because Pep was really damn good.
Yeah.
Pep was really damn good. Then obviously the knee injury, but before he got hurt, he was damn good.
Connor is in Sandy Springs. What's going on, Connor?
Randy,
yes.
Got a question for you.
Yes.
I'm not asking you to put your business out there, but what is the most you spent on a cigar?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a good, affordable cigar for the average guy?
Okay, appreciate it. The most I ever spent on a cigar was kind of by mistake. It was our last trip, the last time we went to the Philippines, and we were downtown Manila staying at this casino resort. And the money, and so I go in and I pay for the cigar, and I didn't know, because it was translated into the Filipino money, and I know what it is, it's like six times or whatever, I got to add it up, but I didn't realize how much I had paid for it until afterwards. So I got up to the room and gave the receipt to Don. I was like, did I pay this much for a damn cigar? And it was like $70. I never paid $70 for a damn cigar in my life. It was one of the best smoked cigars I ever had, too, and it smoked well. I've been on, I'm a big Ashton guy. Rocky Patel was my favorite cigar starting out, and they're not really that high price. I've been on Padromos a lot lately. That's what I've been smoking more than anything this summer. But, yeah, go get you a Rocky or something like that. That'll help you out.
You said you never had, and maybe it was by mistake. Would you pay $70 again, or just
there's,
it was still – I know
no
it's good, but
hell.
It's still too much.
No way in hell.
All right, fair
no
enough.
No way in hell.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Takeaways of the day.
All right, so yesterday Bo said something in his takeaway, and I didn't reiterate it, but thank y'all so much, man. We did get an email, an unbelievable, unbelievable ratings month for us here at the Midday Show, so we always appreciate you guys. Abe, he's an apple between two trees.
Well, let's see. Tyrese Halliburton needs a calf implant.
Yes.
SGA is very springy, and Abe Gordon, athlete? I don't know. My writing's kind of sloppy.
I did say that.
Yeah, that's right. Even if by mistake, that's right. Randy called me an athlete. It's the biggest compliment he's ever given me. All right, Dukes of Belt coming up next. Stick around. It's the Midday Show. Coming back tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.